name is Eugene. I promised there will be not much talk, like theoretical talk. Please join if you want, or wherever you want. I'm by education, I'm a clinical psychologist. I work professionally with people, so that's what I do. I also translated dozens of books, several books by Ken Wilber. So what we'll be doing here and at the subsequent workshop, implicitly it has the integral theory in its advanced understanding, but I will not be talking here about theory. What we'll be doing here is exploring the way to meditate while talking, while having your eyes open. I have only like 18 minutes now, or like 19 minutes to do it, so here I will offer the first experiential glimpse, and then further, we will further and develop it, unfold it further at the workshop. One thing is, it is called integral meditation, not for the obvious reason, it's integrating everything moment by moment. But also, I also translated Ken Wilber's book, Integral Meditation, and I was looking for ways to apply it practically, because Ken is not a teacher or an instructor, and I've been working with groups, like hundreds of people went through this process, and it, I tested it. Okay, so you sit comfortably. If you don't want to do this practice, of course, if you expected like some theoretical discussion, just watch your state. How it changes, if it changes before we do this meditation and after. I mean, you don't do this practice, but you can sense the field. And now just while you sit, just take a notice of how you are feeling. Well, how you are feeling in your body. Just intuitively, the general physical feeling, emotions, feelings, which are often located in the body, especially if you're into embodiment paradigm. So just take a few moments to notice how you're feeling. Throughout this meditation, we'll be meditating with eyes open. At some points, especially when you try to do it, your eyes start to close, you want to sleep. It could happen especially if you're a beginner practitioner. In this case, just try to stay awake, and in a few minutes the sleepiness would go away. So it's just a kind of what you can do. So now, having your eyes open, just recognize that you have vision, like sight. The way it's naturally given to you as a present, as a gift. You don't pay for it. I mean, in the ultimate sense. Endowed with the sense of sight. And now, while maintaining contact with the sense of sight, hear all the sounds, like somebody opens the door, voices, the ventilator of air conditioning. Just recognize that it's there, the sounds. Again, effortlessly are given to you. They're there for free. Notice that as you do so, something shifts in the body. There could be tensions in specific locations of the body. If there are, just notice other locations of the body. Don't focus specifically on the tension, but notice the palm of your, if you're right-handed, right hand or left hand, and the opposite palm, your both hands. And this is a general sensation of the body. And now turn into that you have at the same time the body, the sight, and the audio channel, the hearing. There is, of course, thinking. usually it starts to slow down and go into stillness. If it doesn't, it's just another channel which you're aware of. Okay, I'm thinking. Just objectify your thinking. This is how this can be used in order to learn something, like some conceptions. So now back to the vision. You have the visual field in front of you, like this cinema scope of your subjective vision. Now I will give you a specific practice. It's very simple, but you need some time to train, so it would be automatic for you, like a few months, but some of you could experience right now. But there are other strategies that you can do to maintain the state. It's just the most psychotechnologically effective way to maintain the state during daily activities, and then you can add there other contemplative practices. So the whole visual field, try to maintain your eyes open, but you can blink, of course. It's not about blinking. And notice the kind of, you look into one spot, like on me, you can look at me, for instance, or at one spot in the space, and see the right side of your vision, like the periphery of your vision. Usually it's blurry. What you do now is you, for you it's probably here, you add to the central point in your vision awareness of the right side of your vision. And then it gets blurry, it's okay, it will get blurry and then it will get high definition at some point. Well, I hope, or maybe, it depends. And then add there a third meditative point. It's a kind of deconcentration. You don't concentrate on one point, you deconcentrate, you take in the three points, the right periphery, center, and the left periphery. Try to stabilize now this. Equalize your attention throughout the whole visual field. What you see is not important here. What's important is the quality of seeing, that you have this seeing, and you just notice that in this visual monitor or display of your sight, there is this horizontal space. Somebody moves, something happens, things get blurry or dark or light. Everything that happens, you add into this space, but constantly maintain the right spot, right periphery, left spot, left periphery. And now we'll make things more difficult. Add there the upper periphery of your sight and the lower periphery of your sight. And now equalize. Try to make your attention evenly distributed through the visual field. In some sense, it's impossible to evenly distribute attention, but what's important is exercise, so you try. And at some point, you let go, and you just start to see the visual field. Like, you're not focusing anymore on the center. When you're talking to somebody, you're not focusing on his lips moving. You're seeing everything plus that person. Every time your attention gets into the spot, it focuses on something. Release the focus and defocus, deconcentrate at the periphery of your vision and equalize. Equalize attention, detach from the object that you're seeing and just pay awareness towards the scene itself. Sometimes you can have tensions in the eyes. It's because the way we used to use them is to micro-tense the muscles behind the eyes. So if you do this meditation, at some point you stop tensing the eyes, and your eyes open widely, and you embrace the space given to you as a gift in the visual field. Now, we'll make it even more difficult, and that's the skillful means here. While you're maintaining the whole visual field, or trying to do so, breathing in, breathing out, just taking time to practice intentionality on your visual field, little sounds arise as one. Let in the sounds and simultaneously give them space as you give space to visual field. You don't discern where the sounds come from. It's as if you're in the nature, the birds are flying, the wind, voices of children, and you're just contemplating. You're in a mansion or in a palace, as somebody said, and this palace is your life, and all the visual field, and all the sounds. And if your eyes get tired, close them for a second, but then open them again. At some point, some of you might experience fluctuations in the visual field. It's okay, it's actually a desired effect. You will see light around objects or people. Right now, visual field, defocusing, hearing all the sounds, and now we make it even more difficult. Feel your body, the general physical sensation of your body. How you feel right now in your body. And now simultaneously be aware of this feeling, generalized feeling throughout the body. Be aware of the sounds and be aware of the visual field. In the workshop, I will give a more detailed instruction, but now feel also the intersubjective field, the field of presence of this group of people around. Don't focus on each person separately, but just witness the entire visual field and recognize that you are spontaneously giving space to everything. And in this, feel how the group is arising in your awareness, moment to moment. Thoughts come and go. Sensations come and go. People come and go. They're just visitors of this presence. Notice how any sounds resonate in your body. And if you by this moment have any tension in the body, notice the part of the body where the tension is. It's also a diagnostical meditation. And then as you notice, don't relax it. Don't do anything with the tension. It's as beautiful as it is. The tension is perfect as everything else. Just be aware of everything else first, and then give space to the tension. Feel your legs on the ground, or however you're seated. feel the connectedness with the ground. If you feel heat, feel the warm temperature, the energy of fire, give space to it. Movements of sensations, thoughts, visions, give space to them. Make subject an object and be with it. So I have precious treasure. We have 5 more minutes of this meditation, so we'll slowly continue spontaneously. Every time you start to focus on something, like a thought or a tension or whatever, usually it's a tension, thought form, plus attention. And you know the word attention has attention in it. So don't focus on attention. Defocus in awareness, open awareness, everything arising moment to moment, sky-like nature of manifestation, communion of people, individualities. Everyone is fine just as one is. Notice simultaneity of time, like this 4 or 3 minutes left, and eternity, timeless. People speak about eternity, how to get access to it. This is the simplest exercise, which if you do regularly, you'll notice that more and more you're experiencing both time and timeless, and you interact with people in locality and beyond localization. Now the last part of it would be very easy, as we have like a minute or two. Just let go of the practice and remain naturally as you are. And just take notice in the visual field, in the body, in the audio field, in the mental field. What's going on? How are you? How's your presence? What shifted? Has it shifted? What's the quality and texture of your thinking now? And this is a part of I cannot go into, but you can use the state to maintain relationship with the concept. Concept is not an enemy. It can be a unity, which is the mental object. Okay, for this, I cease. And thank you very much for co-presencing.